know if I just misplaced it. Okay.
It is. It's at the top of the pile now. I looked through the things very quickly. I don't. There's nothing new and startling in any of this, but I will summarize them.
Okay. Okay, we'll just give some people a little more time here. I'm hoping that we get some constituency statements on Thursday, although I'm not very hopeful since knowing our constituency hasn't really worked on it.
No.
I'm not sure others have had the time to work on it either.
Shall I send out a reminder, Jeff?
Yes. We have a call tomorrow. Is that David Ferris?
It is.
Hey, David. Good morning.
How are you? Just stop for 1 second. I'll be right back.
Sure. So I'm not very hopeful on these deadlines because of the fact that we have gotten no real good data and no constituency statements yet. But maybe it's my mood today. Maybe I'm not in the most optimistic mood. Maybe everything will come in tomorrow.
Right.
Or the next day. Or even the next day.
Right. try prayer.
All right. I'll try that. I've tried a lot of other things.
Oh. Or black magic, whatever.
David, are you heading up to the meetings next week in New York?
Yes, I will be there. I finally got the agenda. It should be interesting.
I'm actually going to be there. Do you know what hotel you're staying at?
Yes, we're staying at the Kimberly on...
Is it Kimberly with a K?
Yeah, it's a small hotel. I stayed there once before and liked it. It's 145 East 50th. It's not far from the UN.
Oh, so it's
good morning, Tony Harris, Johnny.
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, I'm we're just waiting for some more people to join, and David Maher and I were just talking about next week's UN meeting.
Great.
So I was just asking him where he's staying. So I just need to make hotel reservations. And I was actually thinking of staying with family, but then I thought, no, it's probably not the best. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like, Glenn, can you do a roll call again?
Certainly, Jeff. We have got David Ferris from the business constituency, yourself and David Maher from the GTLD registries, ISP's Tony Harris, and IP Jeremy Banks. So far, we are missing non-commercials, registrars, and Alec. That is Milton Miller, Paul Stagura, and Thomas Owendi.
I was kind of hoping to have Paul on the phone from the registrars, because he and I still need to find time to finish that second survey to the registries and registrars. Well, here's what happened is we sent around a kind of summary of, and thanks to the people that helped out, and David's going to do a couple more, there's a couple more surveys, and I sent it around to the list. I didn't have everyone's individual email address, so as a result, what I did is I took out the personal information that's in these surveys as far as which groups turn these around. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to read this yet, but we've gotten some data. Most of them have been IP owners. We've got one from an aggregator. And it seems to be, you know, there's no real clear kind of patterns or anything. And so I don't know if we just wanted to go over this and just talk about it. The problem that we're having here is that we have such a lack of data, and we're talking about an issue that unfortunately would have such a profound effect without this data. It makes it very tough to make any kind of recommendation. And certainly, constituency statements are due this week. And I'm not sure. Does anyone have any feedback from their constituencies? You know, like in the registry constituency, we just haven't been able to meet since Montreal. So it's been, since Rome. And so it's been very difficult to get a position.
Same with us. This is David Ferris. I mean, not that it's difficult for us to get the position, but that getting us all coordinated. So it's likely that we might submit a draft.
By this week?
Yeah. Submit a draft to the task forces and then circulate our position and confirm it.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. And then...
That's the best case scenario.
That's best case scenario? Has any kind of draft been circulated amongst you all at this point?
No, not yet.
No. And it seems like, from the feeling that I got kind of talking informally to people, most of the draft constituency statements deal with Task Force 2 and 3, deal with the privacy, deal with which data elements should be required, and accuracy. I don't think many constituencies have really discussed, with the exception of maybe the registries and the registrars, port 43 access or how access to that is accomplished. And if that's the wrong impression, let me know. I mean, David, are you aware of any discussions in the business constituency about how to access it, or is your impression kind of the same as mine, that it's more talking about the other elements?
Actually, I have to go back and look at our past BC statements, actually, because I think at a high level we might have addressed both. I mean, the second point. But more in-depth analysis on the other elements.
Yeah, no, that's kind of the feeling. I mean, a lot of the statements I've read in the past have said things like there should be open, free access, or free access to all that want to view it, but never really specified exactly how to do that, whether it needs to be through the web or through port 43, and so that kind of data. That would be nice to know if any of the constituencies have positions on that, because otherwise we're kind of just left in this little vacuum of trying to come up with a policy. And I know the registrars have a pretty strong position, and some of the registries, in fact, have a pretty strong position as far as port 43 and what to do with that. But I don't want that to taint any of the other constituencies. So to the extent the constituencies have not been discussing that, I think it's something that they should probably discuss, or even say whether that's not really an important item to them, because that would be good to know as well. Tony, as far as the ISPs, have any discussion as far as our particular issues? And again, I know that they've talked about accuracies, that's Task Force 3, and I know that they've talked about privacy implications and what data elements, but are you aware of any discussions that they've had with respect to bulk access, port 43?
No, there haven't been any.
Right.
But and we will probably be late. The 19th is, it's Friday, right?
Yes. Yeah.
We may be a day or two late with the statement. It's sort of just beginning to get on the center of the table.
Yeah, and I think the registries are kind of in the same boat. And who else? IP, Jeremy, are you on?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to kind of go along with kind of the last comment. I think we're starting to get something together, but nothing. I think we're going to come in late as well, just trying to get around the issue. So I think it's really just kind of reflecting what everyone else has said.
Yeah. Well, I think what we need to do is, I mean, it's pretty clear, I think, that the constituency statements, we're not going to have full constituency statements by the 19th or even maybe even by our next meeting. So what I would encourage people to do, and I need to just step this up as far as our constituency as well, is I'd really like to know by the next call if discussions can get started on this kind of stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be the final position, but it would be nice for the task force to know, you know, at least get an idea of where things are going. In other words, you know, it's pretty clear, I think Paul would probably come back, Stahara would come back tomorrow and say, or next week and say, you know, the registrars, the general feeling is to shut down Port 43 completely. You know, that wouldn't be a surprise if we heard that. But it would be nice if the discussions actually took place, even if it's not a formal position yet, to just at least know which way people are going. Does that sound like an action item we could take on for this next week?
Sure.
And then as soon as you know, just please, you know, we need to start posting some more things to the list to just kind of get discussion going. And I think a lot of us have been guilty. I know I've been guilty of not paying as much attention over the past couple weeks since we got back from Rome.
Well, I think we've probably all been pretty busy, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what we just need to do is, I guess, step it up a little bit, and I obviously have to do that as well. But the other thing is, Paul and I need to, and Milton just have not been able to get together with the two, but need to finalize this other supplemental questionnaire to send to the registries and registrars. And the basic questions of that is really just, you know, you're operating a Port 43, who is now, what is the load on your system like, have you implemented any kind of measures to deal with that load on your system, if so, what are those measures, have they been effective, what have people done to get around those, things like that kind of technical information.
Yeah, I have a reflection on what we've done up to now, if I can express it now.
Sure.
Yeah, thinking about this, the survey and, the effort that was put into it and trying to get to these different organizations that are using bulk data and get some feedback from them. And I think it was a very worthy effort. My question is, when people go to a registrar who sells them bulk data, how does this happen? Do they just send a check and they get a password and that's it? Or they get automatically it's downloaded to them, or do they? There must be some kind of contract they sign, or some kind of template they fill in. And I would think that in the contract or template or form or whatever it is, they submit their application for the data on. There must be some fields which say what are you going to use it for, and. What is the application? It would seem to me that the people who actually handle these customers, who are the registrars, as I understand it, would have some statistical information on exactly, you know, why people are paying $10,000 for this and what they're going to use it for. And we've been trying to get these actual customers to tell us about it. And I think perhaps the registrars have this information sitting in their archives. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think we can certainly ask. I'm not sure if they do have contracts that kind of information is confidential between the two parties.
Well, perhaps they, without telling us who it is, they could at least say, well, the tendency shows that 80% of our customers. Go for this buy the data for this particular reason, and 20% for, you know, intellectual property or whatever it is. But it just seems to me that they would know everything about this item, which we're trying to find out the hard way. It's just a thought. That's all.
Yeah, I think that We can certainly ask them that. I also think that, and that's, but that's only, remember, that's only one part of the access, because most of the people now don't go through bulk access. They go through port 43. So they don't pay for it. They just mine the data by getting a copy of the, they get a copy of the zone file, so they know all the names in the TLD, and then they just go to port 43, either to the registrar or to the registry, and then get all that information through port 43.
There's no online validation when you access port 43, right?
Right, exactly. At this point, there's none.
Okay.
But I think it helps with the first part as far as getting all the reasons why people use Whois data in the first place. So it does help with the first issue as to the needs and justifications. But again, it would be kind of a small sample. But I think that's a good question that we should add.
Okay, it's just a thought. That's all.
Thanks, Tony. Any other thoughts? All right. Well, I'm sorry this has to be a short call, but it's just we're kind of lacking some of the data. I'm going to give Paul a call personally and give Milton a call and Thomas and see if we can all be on the call next week, or Wendy. But next week, let's drill down what our constituency thoughts are, even if we don't have statements as far as a position, and then we'll work it from there.
Yeah, could I just refresh the question of the statement? I think Glenn's on the call still, right?
That's right, Tony.
The statement is it's a blanket statement covering all the issues that are being handled by all three task forces, right? I mean, we don't have to make up a statement in the constituency for each individual task force. Is that correct?
I think that is left to the constituencies, how they want to do
it. Right, whether they want to combine it into one document or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can decide on exactly how to address the comments then.
Yep.
And
okay.
I think in one of the statements that Bruce made, he encouraged people to address the terms of reference. Is that right,
okay.
Jeff?
Yes, he did. He said for each of them has specific questions in the individual terms of reference, mm-hmm. that it would be helpful to kind of highlight as far as, like, whether you do a paragraph, like a heading for a paragraph, so that when it's distributed to each task force, they know what's applicable to them. But it can be all in one document.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble trying to figure out exactly what is desired from the constituency with the statement. But that's because I may have missed a couple of calls and things.
No, that's okay. Actually, that's a very good question. Let's go then to our terms of reference, and then that may help. So I'm just going on the web to the link for our terms of reference, and the questions really are: number one, our first task is to collect all the stated needs and justifications for Whois information. I think that probably most of the constituencies have already done in the other statements, so that's pretty much just a cut and paste. Then to the extent that they know of approaches to, this is more really for registries and registrars, but if to the extent ISPs know about this as well and other constituencies, to review any general approaches of automated data mining, any mechanisms to prevent automated data mining that they know of that's worked, that hasn't worked, that's caused problems, to kind of provide an opinion. But ultimately, I think even though this is not identified as a task or milestone, it's certainly something that we talked about at the Rome meeting and also talked about in general, is the question of preferred access to Whois information, whether it is enough to just have web-based access where you can do individual queries on the web through the registry of the registrars, or whether port 43 access is necessary, and if so, why would it be necessary? And if it is necessary, is there any position as far as limits that could be put on port 43 in a feasible manner that would limit data mining? So that's really the issues for our task force.
Okay, fine.
That's
as far as Task Force 1.
Right. And so it's very limited. It doesn't address privacy or which elements should be required or accuracy of information. It's really how should one be able to get access. And that may include tiered access. For example, you know, in the Rome meeting, it was brought up by Thomas and some others that maybe there's only specific groups that need access to the information through Port 43, and everyone else can do it through the web.
Yeah, that was a good point, actually.
Right, so maybe a legitimate IP organization like, I don't know if this is, again, I'm not trying to taint, I'm just, what I've heard is maybe that there's something like a Thompson & Thompson, for example, that does trademark searches, that maybe it's not very feasible for them to have one-off searches on the web. Maybe they need a Port 43. But then the question is there a way that a registry or registrar can gate that feasibly? In other words, build some sort of gating mechanism to know that it's that person. So that's another question that'll be given to the registries and registrars to see whether that's a feasible alternative.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Any other thoughts? I mean, David, did you get any other feedback from the Rome meeting that you
I think you summarized it very well.
Okay, and the other David?
I think that you've done it too.
Thanks. Okay, and Jeremy was not at the Rome meeting, but I think you understand what we're kind of seeking there?
Oh, yeah, no problem, yeah.
Great. And, okay, so I think that's kind of our marching orders for this next week. And please don't be afraid to post any questions you have on the list and any ideas that have been expressed by the constituencies.
Okay, we'll
okay.
do that. Yeah.
All right,
cool.
So next week, same time, and next week we really need to start drilling down positions. And I want to basically have my own kind of chart as far as, or start developing a chart as far as what constituencies feel, what about the issues. And I'm going to send around in the next day or so, I'll recap these questions that I've kind of asked on this call so that you can give them, so that you can send them around to your constituencies as far as getting opinions on these issues.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay?
Okay, fine.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.